Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Buzz Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, her mom.
And we're going to be covering Outlander Season 7, Episodes 1 and 2. Episode 1 is called A Life Well Lost, and Episode 2 is The Happiest Place on Earth.
I honestly feel like I might have lost much of my life watching this show.
It certainly feels that way, doesn't it?
It certainly does. So, yeah, you're sounding a lot perkier than I feel about this. So, yeah,
you wasn't awesome. Intentional. I'd just like to say we are moving to a slightly different format for this season just because we're trying.
We got time to kill.
Yeah. We do have time to kill. The new season of Outlander is coming out in March, and I think it's going to be weekly releases. So, we'll have a lot of time to like watch and do stuff for those, but given our release schedule usually being Thursday and Sunday, it behooves us to stretch this out a little bit longer.
Right. So part of what we're doing, the next couple of Buzz Binging episodes are coming out during the drought between Bridgerton
and it is
season
a drought.
4, part 1 and part 2. So we're just trying to fill time until we can get back to Bridgerton. But we have, of course, committed to Outlander, and Outlander season 7 is extraordinarily long. And that should carry us to close to season 8 of Outlander starting, getting done, whatever.
And then we'll see where we are.
Yeah, so we're going to be doing 2 episodes of the show to 1 episode of Buzz Binging, which we had been doing 4-1. Some part of me would still like to do 4-1 because it might feel like it's going away faster.
Yes, but then we would be struggling for...
Yes, so disclaimer number 1 is that there was going to be cursing about this show, possibly the length of it. There will be spoilers. Obviously, season 7, you know, we're pretty far along here, so you have a lot to catch up on. And bless you for getting through season 6.
Also, I keep forgetting, but we have an email that we...
Can I finish the disclaimers and then we'll do the email?
Okay.
All right. So... And we are having things to drink. What are you having to drink now?
I'm having ginger ale, some strawberry puree, and some lime juice. I don't know what to call this. I just wanted it.
That is a lot more than how I feel about my drink. Mine is just plain old grapefruit juice. It makes me pucker just like season 7 of Outlander. It makes me pucker. All right. We have an email, you were saying.
We do have an email, buzzedbinging, all spelled out, @gmail.com. If you would like to send us your thoughts on any of the stuff that we have covered, if we get enough interest, or even if only one person sends us something, we will discuss it on the podcast as soon as we receive it. And we look forward to hearing from you if you want to. If you don't want to, you can just listen to us blab and complain. But
that happens.
But we would love to hear your thoughts. So
good, absolutely.
Let once again, it is buzzedbinging, all spelled out, @gmail.com. If you would like to discuss stuff with us, we will answer your email.
Yes, we will. And you keep in mind that we aren't just doing Outlander. It probably feels like that right now. We have done a whole bunch of shows on this podcast. And it's really kind of sad that we're getting to having an email this late in the game.
Yeah.
But we certainly want to hear from you. Any feedback is welcome. We are looking forward to getting it, so whatever. But we do need to, in the interim, talk about season 7 of Outlander, season 7, episode 1.
A Life Well Lost. I would just like to say before we get started with season 7, much like season 6, I do not remember a goddamn frame of the first part of this season. This season came out in such a weird way because, yes, first of all, season 6, no matter how much we hated it, was the shortest season of Outlander. It was 8 episodes.
Okay, the episodes were really long.
Still the shortest episode-wise. Mm-hmm. Either way, those came out, all 8 of those episodes came out. That was fine, whatever. Then season 7, it took a while for season 7 to come around because It was double the length of season six. I don't know why they didn't split it into two seasons if they were going to stick with like the eight episode format, because the first part of Outlander season five, well, seven came out and it was eight episodes long, which was the length of last season. So we're all assuming, oh, well, that's end of season seven. Nope, there's another part that is also season seven, and it came out, what, like a year afterwards? Like, it
Yeah.
took a while
Well,
for it
right.
to
And
come out.
the number of episodes is like a full season. So why didn't you just call it season eight?
I
No, we
don't
have
know.
the interminable season seven, which it's not starting out like something you want to spend a whole lot of your life watching.
Yeah, but once again, I do not remember anything from the beginning of season seven.
Honestly, what I
I
remember is like the first like little bit of a storyline in episode one, and that's
remember
it.
maybe like the ending of season seven part one, but what I mostly remember because I watched it live was season seven part two, which went batshit insane. So I remember that better, but and it, I guess recency, but it wasn't that recent. It came out like
No, it's a
last
long
year
time.
before.
Yes.
Like I don't know.
And
Either
again,
way.
like you start to wonder about like how much they are spending on this. And I do, I keep saying this, I do believe that some of what we are seeing as far as plot lines and writing and everything else has to do with whatever contracts they have with the stars. So I think, Sam Noonan and Katrina Bell, who are admittedly fantastic actors, have some sort of like I get however many minutes of screen time or however many lines of dialogue or
And they're
whatever.
also executive producing it.
Right.
So they have quite a bit of control. And that's fine. Like, whatever. And obviously, they're the leads of the show. I'm not saying anything like bad about that. I'm
No.
just the writers, and I will discuss this in these two episodes of season seven because they go back on so many things from season six where it's to the point where it's like, did you just get new writers who didn't like what they did with season six and
We're
wanted
with
to
you.
backtrack completely? Because they changed the characterization of so many characters that I'm just like, why are we, what can we just, what is happening?
It's kind of like your fifth, well, not fifth,
No,
sixth,
it's the
but like
whatever the
Star Wars
I
thing.
was gonna
Star
say, it's the
Wars,
rise of
yeah,
Skywalker of the Outlander
yeah.
universe, because Last Jedi changed so many things and did something completely on its own, and then the Rise of Skywalker is like, no, back that, no,
Gonna
backspace.
throw in like some other crazy shit, which I really think second half of season seven we're gonna get there.
And regardless of how you feel about the whole Last Jedi thing, and we are Star Wars fans as well,
Yes, maybe we'll do that someday.
maybe,
Maybe.
but maybe. But regardless of how you feel about Last Jedi, like you couldn't have felt that great when they just went back on everything in this in the final installment.
Right.
Like it couldn't have felt like for me personally, I didn't hate Last Jedi. I liked a lot of the ideas that were in that.
It's just like they introduced a whole bunch of like new things and with no
Like
resolution.
Rey's parents, and also with spoilers for Last Jedi, I guess. But like the concept of Rey's parents being nobodies, and not everybody, I mean, anyone can have the Force. I love that idea. Then the next installment, it's just like actually only you,
Anybody can have
only if you're related to certain people from the original trilogy can you have the Force. That
it.
other kid just like grabbed a broom. It wasn't the Force. It's like
Yeah,
what?
exactly. Like it's just it is a lot.
Been backtracking on so many things. And again, Last Jedi is not perfect. And if we ever do discuss it, like I have a lot to say, but I didn't hate
Yeah,
it.
we're just
And
gonna start with Jedi, certainly. So
oh
if we
no.
do Star Wars, hey, send us an email. Let us know
Send
if
us
you want us
an
to
email if you
do
want to keep
Star
saying
Wars.
that.
I whether you all like it or not, including Natalie, we're gonna at some point do Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
So yeah, she's so unhappy.
I'm not, I mean, like, I know it, but I don't know it that well.
Okay, we are actually here about Outlander. People tuned in, we are here about
I'm
Outlander,
trying to
therefore we
avoid
need to
it.
talk about Outlander.
Either way, I guess let's get started.
I guess.
But you see my point, though,
Yes,
about,
of
yeah,
course, I
okay,
get it.
perfect. All right, anyway, so, oh no, there's a dream. daydream, I guess, of Claire getting hanged. It's Jamie, and he's it's Jamie's daydream, and it's not happening. Big shocker, like they would fucking kill Claire. What a crazy way to begin a season if they actually did that.
Yeah, I mean, but we all know that that's not like a thing.
Yeah,
So
no, of
why?
course she wasn't going to be hanged. But so Claire is in the jail or whatever the fuck this is, and
Well, and it's actually like a day mirror of Jamie's that she's getting
no,
hanged. So
that's what I
I
said.
know, but it's like it's so weird. Like you expect it to be one of those weird dream sequencey things, but no, it's not even that. And like I have to go get her, and Young Yin's like, let's go get her, and like they have this whole
God,
riding
man.
sequence, like they're in Scotland again. Like I don't care.
Let's fast track this bullshit because I do not give any shits about what happens in the prison other than the fact that redcoats come in and are just like, who's the healer? Oh, I don't know if you're a murderer or not, but let's just the somebody else takes the blame for being a murderer so that she can leave.
Well, right. So they take Claire to like heal or be a midwife to the governor's wife on a ship
Who's
because
not
the governor.
even like crowning or anything. She's
Right.
just going to be her physician.
She just has an upset stomach, which, you know, guess what? That happens when you're pregnant.
And at sea.
And at sea, like they're having to be on this boat because the governor's like run away, essentially. He's on the boat and doesn't know how to like
Concern for his safety.
right. He's not keeping any forts. They're losing ground, the British are. And there's a lot of back and forth that is really very stupid. What ends up happening is that Tom Christie, Claire sends a note to him. Jamie, of course, has already tried to intervene on Claire's behalf, but Tom Christie decides that he is going to come forward and say that he killed Malva and that Claire couldn't have done it and that he'll be hanged instead of Claire.
This conversation is so
They're
fucking
which one?
weird.
They're like, this is at least most of this episode and is
Of him
incredibly
discussing it?
boring.
Yeah.
Yes. And not just him discussing it, but Claire discussing it with Jamie. And like, it's like it goes on and on and on. We're going to talk about the writing in a minute,
I
but go
feel like
ahead.
it's so interesting to me,
It's
at
not.
least. No, not this storyline. I was not discussing that. It's so interesting to me how the writers handle the transition between seasons of Outlander because. Season one, it was a pretty easy transition. It's like, all right, they've escaped to Paris. They're doing all this stuff, but she came back. Whatever, that's cool. Season two into season three, again, she's back in the pre present, and she now has hope that Jamie's alive and she can go back. And so we get to see like then it's a little bit drawn out at the beginning of season three, but at least you're getting information that builds character and whatever. Season four is just they're in America. And then
America.
fuck yeah.
I'm sorry.
And then season five is just more of the same. And then season
Season
six
six is
is more
like,
of the same. And then season seven's like, remember season six, we're gonna resolve everything that just happened. It's like,
yeah, in like
oh,
2 seconds
in two
because.
episodes, they resolve everything that's happened.
Right.
It
So
is so poorly paced, it sucks
it's
ass.
not just poorly paced. So like there's a lot of lead up to this big thing that Tom Christie's going to come forward and because and he says he's doing it because he loves Claire. Really?
Ew, what?
Yeah, ew, exactly. Like where the fuck did
You've
that come
got zero
from?
indication that you love Claire.
Right. I'm just
You hated
right,
Claire.
exactly. Like
What are you talking about? And I feel like almost like the Outlander writers like heard me in my in like complaining like during our last season six episode about the fact that why is every villain's like main motivation loving Jamie?
Right, so
Or
we're gonna
like
make.
any character's motivation loving Jamie when Claire's right there and hot. But like what?
Well,
Is she?
and the way he makes it sounds like because she's so saintly, like, really?
You
Is
were so pissed off about her doing like a
Yeah,
woman
and she
doing
was
anything.
well, and she was like self-medicating all of a
And
sudden,
then
and
he's
it's
like,
like,
you remind
whatever.
me of my past wife, who you hated,
Who
clearly.
was a witch?
What
And
are
you talk about
you
her
talking about?
and to like seduce people, and Malva's not even your child. I mean, like, they have this whole elaborate, like, crazy bullshit
But
thing.
yeah, let's discuss that shit because
I do
apparently.
want to say before we discuss all of that, I want to give my theory about what's going on with these writers.
Can I say the one thing about Malva first?
Yeah.
They made Malva his niece.
Yes.
But it's his wife and his brother who had sex and had Malva. So it's a Gareth situation.
Yeah.
And
For
I.
those of you who have read the seventh book in the Bridgerton series, you know what we're talking
It's
about.
Inis Kiss. And so it's a Gareth situation. But like, that was never addressed before now.
Right.
And why is it being brought up now? Who fucking cares anymore? The girl is dead and you treated her like shit anyway, like you treated your son.
Right.
So what does it matter?
Right. I mean, it is just like convoluted backstory stuff. So I have this theory, my
And it
personal
is
theory
yours.
about the writing, which is that there are two possibilities. One, they lifted these insane twists straight from the book. And a lot of how these twists come to light are these unbelievably long monologues. And like Claire and Jamie in bed talking about how could I live up to Tom Christie like sacrificing his life for me?
Tom
And
Christie was like an abusive little shit who we shouldn't be praising, even if he sacrificed himself.
so like at some point in this, like Jamie has to say nice things about Tom Christie or he's not gonna go
I
sacrifice himself. It's like
respect you. It's like, what do you mean we saw him beat Malva?
yeah, exactly. Like
Even if we
what?
don't like Malva, which we'll get to, is like. Ugh,
Right.
I would like to say, and we will discuss it in the next episode, but I think that the writing table changed either their minds or completely changed who the writers were because they looked at season six and was just like, I don't like the direction they were heading these characters were going
No,
in.
here's what I think happened. I think they input the scripts from season six to ChatGPT. And it's like, how can we change that up? And like change directions with it. And it's like, and ChatGPT comes up with this. And because the dialogue is just, it's not dialogue. It's just these monologues about I'm so sad, happy, fill in the blank. Like it really feels like AI wrote it.
I wouldn't go that far.
It feels like it to me.
I feel like there's this whole thing about like, oh, well, if it's bad, then it's AI. I think humans can still write bad
Oh,
monologues.
sure, but
Not to say that the writing is.
that's my point. It's like you can either it was lifted out of the book, like it was in internal monologue, lifted almost word for word from the book. In a way that I guess they just couldn't figure out how to make it a dialogue or how to dramatize it any other way. So there's like someone is going to talk for like 5 full fucking minutes about like their, I had this horrible experience in prison and my brother screwed my wife and they had a kid
Well,
and
that's also
it
just
just,
exposition dumping. I just
yeah,
think,
it's just bad.
in general, the writers wanted there, and this I noticed this at the end of season six as well, where they're just like, "All right, he'll turn on Tom Christie. We don't want him to be that much of a dick. Like he's awful. He is,
Yeah.
but we're going to make him a little bit less of a dick and save Claire." It's like, why? Who?
That
Why?
is
What is his
inconsistent.
motivation? And then the only motivation that they could think of is, well, he loves her. It's like, but what? When did this happen? Why is this happening? You never showed any indication that he loved her
Right.
and that he was obsessed with her or anything. And then they're going to do an even bigger backtrack next episode, which is just like, what the fuck? Like parts of that could have worked, but then they also warped it. We'll talk about it anyway. So Jamie essentially is t was talk before Tom Christie even goes forward. He talks to the governor and is just like, "Hey, can I get my wife back?" And then the governor's like, "Fuck no. What do you mean? Okay, actually, just to test your loyalty, because I know who the fuck you are, you need to submit 200 men to Major McDonald's garrison." And he's just like, "Okay." But then to resolve everything, Tom Christie sacrifices himself or whatever.
Right.
And he's
I think
like,
I covered most
yay.
of this. So
And also, Claire set free, yay.
not yet.
Both Claire and Jamie are both like, I don't think he killed Malva. And I'm just like, but yeah, no shit. And then Blah blah blah.
No, we're not
Jamie
getting, we are going, we are
confronts
spending way too much time on this.
Jamie confronts Mr. Brown and presumably kills him, and young Ian and the Cherokee presumably kill his men.
Right, and one of the things that Jamie says in that scene with Mr. Brown is like, you're assuming that I'm a good man. The only thing that makes me good is my wife, and you went after my wife. like, so I'm gonna kill your ass,
That's not
basically.
strictly true, Jamie. You are still a good person.
Well, but he, I love that young Ian's gonna go like massacre the Browns. Like, yeah,
I love young
baby.
Ian just kind of like being just there and just being
Yeah,
like, I'm ready. It's...
it's like he's trying to become the new Murtaugh, I guess, and I.
I think he keeps thinking everyone's trying to become Murtaugh. I think they
No,
are just
what
filling
I
a
mean is
role.
like some sort of like badass sidekick, because Jamie is, kind of like somebody who needs a badass sidekick, someone, a wingman, and they keep trying to fill that with various people, because no one else is Murtaugh, and it's sad. Anyway,
Yeah.
so that's really the episode. That is the entirety of the episode, is this incredibly fucking long bullshit thing with Claire, and then Jamie, and we don't get to see anything.
Oh, and Brianna and Roger.
Oh,
Oh, I forgot about
I
this.
didn't even
He's at
care.
seminary school for some fucking reason, which ends up not ne again, another backtrack in the next episode, which we'll discuss. But he essentially comes across in with
One
the
of the Native American
seminarians or
guys
whatever, the Indian guy who,
was part of the Browns.
who is the traveler. And he because he makes a reference to Muhammad Ali and immediately like, oh my God, I recognize that. And he's like, maybe I should set him free. And then he talks to Brianna about it. And Brianna's like, he just stood by and watched my mom get raped. I do not want to help that man. And he,
Fair.
fair. And he's just like, well, I don't know. And then she's like, no, Roger, no, because you wouldn't let that happen. And then he's just like, well, I watched whatever,
Jimmy from
Jimmy from
Down
Downton
There
Abbey
throw a baby
throw
off overboard.
and the mother go after the baby. And just like,
And I did
what?
nothing because I was trying to get back to you. Like,
And she's just like, what are you no, what? And then you completely neglect to mention the fact that you did save a woman's life against orders. So that has nothing to do with you. He was gonna do that regardless. It's not like he could have stopped him.
Right, because no one would expect like the Spanish Inquisition.
And
No.
also, you were in the middle of fucking ocean. Like, it's,
Like, what are you gonna do?
yeah, what could you have
So
done?
I, there's a lot, there's just that is the entirety of their storyline in this episode.
No, he prays about it instead of helping him. That's the end of the storyline.
Okay. There really just nothing happens.
I know.
And other than we are, know that this guy is alive, which we knew from the last season anyway, so whatever. So what were your best parts of this episode?
There's the pregnant lady. She's kind of fun. She the pregnant lady who Claire's looking after, she's just like, oh, I've never really met a murderess. I want to get to know you. You're cool.
Yeah, but they don't develop it at all. It's just
I
gone.
know. I still liked her. Flo John Gray mentioned.
Right, he's just mentioned in
He's
passing.
mentioned that I'm an associate of Lord John Gray. I was like, yay. Jamie, I guess. Good for Jamie. I would say Brandon and Roger, but they were question mark, and Tom Christie is a question mark because I question his morality most of the time. But he does in the end do something good for Claire, so I guess he's the best part.
Yeah.
But there are two question marks.
Yeah, so my best part, the only thing I wrote down was Jamie getting violent. I like the idea of him like getting some retribution on the Browns. That's a good thing. We don't get to see it. I'm disappointed. I would add, and it's not that I don't think that it is an amazing thing for someone to sacrifice themselves for someone else. I just don't think it is consistent with anything that's been developed anywhere in this show. For that to happen in these circumstances involving these characters, and that's why I didn't write it down as the best part. What were your worst parts?
Boring. Red coats. Haven't we done this before? with the whole fucking Claire was taken to a ship and she needs to be there the whole rest of the journey because people are sick. And we've literally done this in season three. We did not need to do it again. And I'm glad it's cut off, but I hate that they were teasing it.
Yeah.
Even though the wife is literally fine. And he'll turn on Tom Christie because I'm just like, why? Like, I understand that they were trying, we're already starting the heel turn at the end of last season.
She means 180.
Whatever.
Pivot,
Pivot,
maybe.
sure, whatever, I don't care. And so that was already starting at the end of season six, so at least it's somewhat consistent, but them backtracking on, oh, actually, he's in love with Claire, and that's why he's doing it. It's like, that makes no fucking sense. He could have just been like, well, I know it wasn't you, Claire, so out of Christian or Protestant morality.
Protestants are Christians, Nellie.
I'm aware of that. I was trying to be more specific. But out of like some religious morality, I'm don't want you to hang for something you didn't do. So he's gonna hang for something he didn't do? Like what? Like I guess him in a backwards way they could have made it work where it's just like I was responsible for Malva and her actions and all that stuff. So that shouldn't affect other people, innocent people. That would have been fine, but they didn't go that route. They went, I love you. Like, that makes
No,
no
that
fucking
no,
sense.
like yeah, I could totally see a I'm the adult and anything that was flawed in her is my fault.
Yeah, I
I
raised
mean
her.
it's not really accurate because she was in prison most of the time that she was being raised. You know, like there are a thousand reasons
There's
why
so
it's
many
shitty.
reasons why it's not,
And it's
especially with the
dumb.
backtracking of like, oh,
Well,
she's not actually my daughter. It's like, what? What? Like,
what are
I
they even doing? So, right, it's so dumb. So my worst part's everything else. Everything other than Jamie getting violent with Mr. Brown, which we didn't even get to see. Everything else is just bullshit. So, what grade did you give this?
D.
Yep, D. This is not a good episode. It's not a full-on F, although, and I guess it's because it has some redeeming value. But it just, God, it's just bad. So let's move on to season seven, episode two, Happiest Place on Earth.
This
Now,
is the shit I have to talk about.
oh my God.
So, we the, for one reason or another, the writers suddenly decided Malva actually wasn't that bad. Like, what are you talking about? She was literally the villain last season, and you backtracking on that makes no goddamn sense with what you set up
It's
last
basically like
season.
saying, hey, Palpatine wasn't a bad guy.
Oh, yeah. But here's the thing. So what they're trying
He's
to
just a
tell us,
concerned parent.
what they were trying to, that what they are trying to tell us now, the story that they are weaving, which is the very beginning of this episode, is that Alan, her brother, was raping her. Her half brother was raping her.
She got
She
pregnant
got
by him.
pregnant, and then she had sex with other guys to cover it up. And then he told her to accuse Jamie, and she had misgivings. Wanted to help Claire, went to go tell Claire, and then he slashed her throat.
Right, because no one else can have her, and you know she can't leave him, or they've got to be together. Whatever. He's clearly got issues,
I'm
and so and
so
then,
fucking sorry.
although
That does.
it gets worse. Not only so, how this is set up is that you know they get back to the ridge. There are lengthy, and I mean lengthy montages of oh, life is good, and blah blah blah, and Claire just runs across him in the graveyard
He's been
by
living in the
Malva's,
woods.
living in the woods so he could be close to Malva's grave. Okay. And he's clearly deranged. She's got a gun with him when he explains all this stuff to Claire and he pulls the gun on himself. Claire intervenes, gets the gun away from him. And then, like, they have some sort of skirmish and it looks like she's gonna get hurt. Claire's gonna get hurt. And young Ian shoots.
Alan.
Alan, whatever, in the back with an arrow, and he dies, and they have to go bury him in the woods.
I would just like to say, and also a fine part of this is Mrs. Bug, the cook who lives on Fraser's
Helps.
Ridge, helps them because I trust you guys. I trust your judgment. Anyway, so what I've got to say about this is that whole explanation for Malva wasn't so bad. She was misunderstood. That does not exclude,
Excuse.
sorry, it does not excuse any of the other batshit behavior that she exhibited last
Yeah,
season.
like
Like,
all
I'm
these love
the love
charms.
charms, her watching them have sex,
Yeah, like
her getting close to Claire, her potential, and also this is mentioned last episode.
seducing
No,
Jamie.
not just that. Her, this is mentioned last episode where Tom Christie thinks that she was trying to poison him and Claire.
Right.
That was fully her. So
Yes.
regardless of like, oh, but then while Claire and young Ian are burying Alan, she's like, oh, poor Malva. It's like, what? She's
Yeah.
still an awful person. I know you're trying to backtrack and be like, oh, the woman is never the victim. It's like, what?
No, she's always the victim, is what you're trying to say. The
I'm
woman's
sorry.
always the victim.
I'm so fucking annoyed.
Yeah, no,
I it's been a weird week for me. I'm not like fully there.
yeah, no, but I mean, they are trying to, like, oh, it's, we should always assume that people have good motives. It's like, no, actually, you have choices, and your best choice was not this.
This would have been so much better if they had just stuck with Malva being an awful person and having obviously like I don't want her to be raped by her brother, but like if they were going to keep the incest route, whatever, and then her going to try to kill Claire, and then the brother being like, wait, no, we shouldn't kill her
And then they
because
get in a
and then
fight.
they get in a fight and then somehow she accidentally gets killed. Like that's fine.
Yeah, but oh, but that's predictable, Natalie. We had ChatGPT fix it.
Oh my God.
But you, so here's part of, there are so many reasons why I hate this. And I just feel like we're trying to make Claire into this like saintly person now, which again, it's like,
There's so much praying in this episode and the last.
never been this person,
No,
never.
like literally, there is a whole episode in like season 4 or 5 or whatever it was. I think it's season 5 where she is in the 60s and she's having trouble with her faith because she can't feel it. She doesn't feel like she can pray. Like that's a whole subplot that you guys did 2 seasons ago,
Yeah.
and you guys are
Like,
suddenly like they're godly. It's
okay,
like what?
well then suddenly, yeah, and I think what it is that we don't ever see their spirituality really in play, or at least not much.
Well, Jamie gave.
And it is, it's a, you know, it's never a static thing for any person. So like,
I'm not saying that.
it just, I feel like it's not even so much that Claire's doing, saying these things about Malva for a spiritual reason. It's because, oh, she's such a good doctor. I mean, that seems to be part of it. Like,
That doesn't make any sense either.
it doesn't. I
Like,
mean, it's just nuts.
Malva was still an awful person, regardless of whatever heel turn they're trying to do. Like, no. Even with the
No.
changes you made, she still fucking sucked.
Right. Like, she had decisions she could have made differently, and she didn't. And you know, the trying to kill the it's unacceptable.
It's so
Whatever.
dumb.
All right, so they bury Alan in the woods, and then we have a lot more montages of, oh, it's such a lovely universe.
Brianna
We
gives
all
birth.
have, yeah, Brianna. I think there was
Suddenly.
another. Wasn't there another birth before that or
No,
something?
Lizzie gives birth later.
Oh, okay, so Brianna gives
Lizzie's
birth,
pregnant, by the way.
and she has a little girl, and
Yeah.
the little girl's adorable. But Claire realizes that the little girl has a health issue
With
that
her heart.
with her heart
Needs
that,
surgery.
right, and that Claire can't do it. And she's obsessing about how the fact that she might not even be able to do it, even if she were in modern times or whatever, because she's not a cardiac specialist and certainly not on an infant and blah, blah, blah. And so they have this discussion, and Brianna is like, well, we've got to go back through stones. We're gonna have to like go and get her taken care of. And Brianna's at first thinking it's just, and they're not even sure that this child, this baby infant, is a traveler, right? And there's no real way to check, except Jemmy, for some reason, says, oh, she can hear these stones, which apparently
This
hum
is the
now, like
fiddling
the
telepathy
gemstones, like
bullshit they're
it.
trying to like impart on us of being like, by the way, don't question this, but Jemmy and Amanda, which is the daughter, they have like sibling telepathy that they can figure out like, oh, they're nearby, or oh, this person can do this thing. It's like, what do you mean? That's not part of the magic. The
It is now.
magic is you can, like, if they had, like, brought the baby towards this, like, gotten all the gemstones, brought her to the stones, and she started crying and been like, oh, and like trying to cover her ears, that would have been fine for
She's
me.
an
That would have
infant.
been fine for me.
Infants don't cover theirs, but whatever.
I don't care, mother. I just feel like there could have been any other way for them to like figure that out. Like, oh, with the rock. The rock was warm to Jemmy. Put the rock near the baby's hand, and if the baby's like, or starts crying or whatever, there, you got your answer. Like, you don't need Jemmy to have fucking sibling telepathy to figure this out.
Well, but so Bri there, Brianna's just like, I'll take the baby. Roger, you stay here with Jemmy. And Roger's like, no.
Fair.
No, and he's right.
No, that's absolutely right. What the
And
fuck?
so, like, they're all gonna go and they gotta make sure they have gems. So,
Because they used those other gems, the three other gems they used on their last travel through that didn't work. I love
yeah, which
that
is dumb. And
that.
what happened to the gems? They should still be
No, because it is swallowed up by the magic. They disappear, Mom. And so, much like the fucking vending machine steals a dollar bill, it will, regardless of if it works or not, it's gonna take it.
it's a vending.
I don't know. It is. Either
Because the reason
way.
that I'm questioning that is I thought when Claire went back through, there was a gem
No,
on
it
the
was just
ground.
the like emptying thing
Okay, whatever.
that was holding the gem.
Yeah, whatever. The whole gem thing is just like so
So
clearly
dumb.
invented in season two. So, but be that as it may, they have to go get gems. They go into town to get some gems.
They run into Lord John Grey
And
and
Wee
Willie,
Willie.
who's not Wee anymore. He's a completely different actor.
He's
And
handsome.
no, he's handsome. He's very handsome. And
He's still something of a dick. We
he's
don't
like,
really like him.
he's misguided, and he is 18 now somehow.
And he's joined the army.
Because the last time we saw a picture was when, the last time we saw a picture it was the like same actor as before, or whatever. But I don't know. I just like. I don't know. It's weird. And so that whole thing happens,
Right, they
and
go into town, they see it, and so Brianna speaks to Wee Willie, and obviously she's very careful because Lord John Grey is just adamant that Wee Willie cannot know about Jamie or anything else. And you see it becomes more obvious. So she has a conversation with Willie, and he talks about being in the army, and basically Lord John is like, hey, I'm here like to be in the army with you or to support you or whatever. And Wee Willie's like, oh, and it's so great to be like a loyalist, and we'll save you from all of these bad people. We'll meet you sometime later. And so he goes off to do army things. And Lord John Grey and Brianna have a conversation, and she's basically trying to convince him, like, you should just tell him, that he's adopted or whatever.
Oh my God,
And
this pisses me off to no
Lord John
end.
Grey is like, no.
He would hate me. And
Yeah,
I'm
it's
so fucking sorry, but coming from the person, not me, but Brianna, coming from the person who was told so late in life, 18 in fact, or 20, or however old she was, about the exact same fucking situation with the exact same fucking person, but with an added element of fucking time travel, that she was adopted by her, like she.
Frank.
Yeah, Frank, but by Frank into that family. Like she f fully fucking knows that you deserve to feel like be in the loop about that.
Right, like the truth matters, and I think she and Roger have much more of our thought process of you need to fucking tell
And
people.
literally, like, it's so fucking annoying that both Lord John Grey and Jamie are both like, oh, she doesn't understand the position we're in. It's like, yes, she fucking does. She actually understands the other position, which is what you're worried about.
Right. Well, and one of the things she says to Lord John Grey, and Jamie's not present for this conversation, what she says is like, it was hard for me. And I still love the father that raised me, but Jamie is Jamie, and having him as a father is something that was an aspect of my life I really needed, basically.
And also, the thing they're so afraid of is him finding out somehow. So why not bite the bullet and just get it over with? Literally, if you would live in fear of people being like, "Huh, you kind of look alike." I mean, they don't really, but
Yeah,
like, you
they
know,
don't.
it kind of. And so, like, at what point are we going to tell this poor guy, "Hey, by the way, this is your true father. I still raised you." So not much changes, but his perspective will. And
Right.
so that's
But knowing the
his
truth
journey.
matters. So, Jamie goes to talk to Lord John Grey. They both are like, "Oh, Brianna doesn't get it." But then they also have this conversation of, "Hey, we're going to be on opposite sides of this upcoming war. We can't associate with each other anymore, but I respect him." And that's
Yeah.
pretty much that. Then we start with the 1001 goodbyes again with
God.
Brianna
We have done this
and
before.
Brianna and Roger. And so Brianna like has this Disneyland conversation with Jamie that I guess is supposed to be really cute, and we're supposed to be like, "Oh, it's great." But it comes across as really forced. Because she's talking about how great Disneyland is, and he's like, "Well, I don't know what it'd be like to be in your time. But I want you to be happy." And she's like, "And this how things are here must seem like really kind of backward to you or something." And she's like, "No, this is magical, whatever. I'm so grateful to have you, and we'll love you and think of you always." And it's really not even clear that they're not coming back, but whatever.
The whole thing with this is it's like obviously this seems more permanent, at least at the time, compared to the first time that they fucking did this.
Which is weird, honestly, but because like it was gonna be pretty permanent the first time, but whatever. But we have to have this lengthy discussion of Mickey Mouse, and then they go to the stones. Everyone goes through. Claire is way, way, way more emotional about this than she has been about anything. For a while, and she gets very, very, very upset. And actually, I forgot to mention, like before they go, Jamie like offers a gem to Claire and says, "You can go with him." And she's like, "Fuck no." And then they are very sad to have the kids gone afterwards, and that's it.
And he lets her cry for all the people they've lost. And I love that they also are like grieving the fact that they can't see Marcelle and Fergus.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad they at least
I'm glad
acknowledge
they, yeah, I'm
them.
glad they acknowledge it, but it's also like you can go visit them.
Well, but see, here's the thing. Like, you have adult kids, your adult kids don't hang out with you all that much, except like your sweet adult daughter.
Yeah.
But yeah, but it's not all
It's
the time,
not sad at
and so
all.
that's the thing. But yeah, what were your best parts of this episode?
Yeah.
Oh,
I forgot what.
guy shows up
Oh!
at the house.
I completely forgot that.
I did too.
And it's at the wrist right at the
It's right at the end. So like Claire comes home
And
and
he's like, "I got drunk and tried to go through the stones and I
like
lost my gemstone. Where are your gemstones? How do I get through?" And she's like, "Well, don't be drunk, first of all."
"Well, I brought friends," and the friends apparently find gold bars that belong to Mr. and Mrs. Bug, which is
Like, what
weird.
the fuck is that about?
But they're like digging around the house and it's dark and they can't see anything, so they've like broken the ether bottles and stuff like that, and they light a match and the whole house blows up.
Why he lights a match? I don't know.
Especially when told not to. That is
I don't
exceptionally
know.
dumb. And they're all in the room when he lights the match,
And it explodes,
and it
so.
explodes, which I guess is the fire that we were all supposed to like know something
Literally,
about.
why wasn't this the end of season six?
I could not say.
That makes no goddamn
It
sense.
does not,
The
but
pacing of the show fucking sucks.
yeah, which
Literally,
is why,
all of the
like, we
threads
were
from season six.
so bored in this episode. And then like all of a sudden the house blows up. It's like,
And
hey.
finally, we're getting around to the thing that was set up 3 seasons ago in season four about they died in a house fire or whatever. Is it even fucking January?
I thought it was supposed to be May, the house
No,
fires,
no,
but
no. The thing said January.
whatever. I don't care. So what were your best parts of this episode?
Youngie killing Alan. Good. Mrs. Bug is kind of chill. Jamie and Claire being grandparents. There are some cute moments with them with the baby. Being cute. Finally, some time travel in this time travel show because they have been teasing it for so long. The last time there was time travel was season four, and then they tease it in season five and are just like, well, maybe they're gonna go back. And it's like, no, they don't go back. They belong here. And then now they're finally getting around to, yeah, no, they're finally gonna go. Lord John Grey. Because he's nice and he gives the sapphire for Brianna to use to go through the stones. But he doesn't know what it's for. But regardless, Rolo!
Yeah, Rolo makes an appearance. Rolo is definitely
And
best.
finally getting around to stuff from season four.
I didn't even include that. So I have LJG as a question mark, mostly because I don't like his attitude. But the fact that there's a semi-interesting plot attached to him, and we really, and by semi, I mean it's only vaguely interesting.
They had to make sure that the guy, that Wee Willie was an adult for this, I
Yeah, I guess it's
suppose.
like, look, new actor.
He's hot, go!
Brianna and Roger, I like them together, and I like them like, hey, we're all going through the stones. I like that part.
Yeah.
I don't like a whole lot of that plot line, but well, not no. It's the Jamie and
Fine.
Claire. I like them generally, like the fact that they exist, but this is not terribly, it's not super compelling as storylines go. So what are your worst parts?
Incest.
Oh, I forgot to say incest. Yeah, that's
How could
bad.
you forget?
I don't know.
Heel turn on Malva. They just completely retconned her character and tried to make me like her. I will never like her.
No.
I'm sorry. They would have to do a lot more work than that. And like they would have to go back to every flashback, every scene that she was an absolute crazy person, and have him have a gun to her head for me to actually care.
Yeah,
Anyway,
fair.
no one listening to Brianna's advice. Oh, yeah, let's just not listen to the person who has been in this situation before. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
Even Claire would probably tell you, yeah, we probably should have told her sooner. Actually, no, she talked to Roger about that. That's whatever. Honesty isn't always the best policy. incorrect. Especially if you're afraid of the truth getting
Wrong.
out. What are you talking
Wrong.
about?
Wrong.
Advertisement for Disneyland. They're literally
Yeah,
the
what the
whole
fuck?
conversation with her and Jamie. It's like it's for kids, but it's really for the kid in all of us. I'm like, that was totally a corporate fucking line. Are you kidding me?
How much were you paid for this?
Like,
Like,
yeah, like, are you sponsored by Disneyland? What are you talking about? Brianna,
yeah.
you live on the East Coast and you're telling me you went to Disneyland that often?
Yeah, really, because back then it was not on. It didn't open in Florida until 1972. So,
And they're talking about Disneyland in
yeah,
California.
yes.
That's far to travel. Both of them are far to travel from Boston. And so, like, what are you talking about?
It's insane.
You're talking.
It's insane.
No. And Traveler Guy, the guy who time travels, and he's just suddenly like, I got drunk and it didn't work. And it's just like, well, maybe that's the problem. Also, you could literally, like, I'm sorry. Claire is well, like, situated in her, like, life and all that stuff. Why is he assuming that she just has gems ready to go? Because she seems pretty happy where she is.
Yeah, it's just is
Like, why would she
confusing.
have gems ready to, like, go back into the past or in the
Well,
future?
okay, he probably believes that because she said that when she was trying to stop being from being gang raped. Like, I've got gems, I can help you get through the
I can
stones.
help you get gems, maybe,
Yeah,
but
I
you could have
don't.
asked nicely, and she probably. Oh, actually, no, she wouldn't have,
No,
because
because
you
she's like,
watched her get gang raped.
yeah, you just like sat by and did nothing.
I don't know what to tell you, buddy. You could have literally robbed anybody else.
Yeah, but you're well, he seems to think that she knows how to steer, and she's like, you just have to focus. And I'm thinking to myself, but you didn't focus on the way through the first time. What are you talking about?
Because she was
And
skiing
so
Kauai or something, but then landed like a couple years before.
that's dumb.
That's dumb.
Anyway, so my worst parts, obviously, incest, Adam and Malva. I didn't write that down,
Isn't his name
both
Alan? I don't even
Alan,
fucking care. They're
Adam, I don't
dead.
remember, but like they're both awful. And I kind of like the idea that we have now written off the entire Christie family. Like they never happened. That whole part of that season gone.
Well,
Those
they were
people
mad.
didn't exist. The traveler guy blowing up the house, being a dumbass, like clearly he's still like hanging out with god-awful people.
Yeah.
So what did we learn from this? Nothing. What grade did you give this?
D plus.
I gave it a D also because I don't believe in D pluses. And I guess the only thing that's a plus to me is blowing up the house, which
I
it
think that there's still okay stuff in here. I was
just is
considering a C
really, what are
minus.
they doing? It's
I was considering a C minus because stuff at least happened.
no, that's true. Something actually
I might give
happened.
it a C minus.
Whatever, I'm still giving it a D. Wow, we've got so much more Outlander to come. It's hard to imagine we're in season 7. Season 8 has not come out yet. How can we have this much more to cover? But we do. But here's the other great thing is that soon there will be more Bridgerton. So we have things to look forward to. We hope that you join us. And cheers.
Cheers.